Okay, good morning. This is Richard Hsu, host of Hsu Untied, where I interview lawyers with side hobbies and occasionally former lawyers. And today I'm really, really thrilled and very, very honored to have with me as my guest Will Shortz, who really needs no introduction, but he's the editor of the New York Times crossword puzzle, sometimes referred to as the Puzzle Master. He was a movie star in Wordplay. Will, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Richard.
So, Will, tell me, maybe a lot of people don't know this, although I know some people know this. My understanding is you actually went to law school yourself.
I do. I did. I've graduated in 1977 from University of Virginia with a JD.
So tell me, what made you decide to even think about law school out of college to begin with?
Yeah. Well, my older brother is a lawyer. He's 7 years older than me. He went to Harvard Law School. My intention was eventually to have a career in puzzles. That's been my lifelong love. But I didn't think it was possible to have a career in puzzles. I didn't think there was enough money to be made in it. So my plan was to practice law for 10 years and then retire and do what I really wanted, which was puzzles. Well, at the end of my first year of law school, let me back up a little bit. In the summer before law school, I had an internship with Penny Press Puzzle Magazines in Stamford, okay. Connecticut. It was a fantastic job. I loved it, and this let me see that I could have a career in puzzles. I didn't have to make my living from creating puzzles, which is really hard. I could do it from editing puzzles with a regular gig. So I went to law school. The spring of my first year, I wrote my parents. And I used to write them every week, a long handwritten letter. And I wrote them that I would be dropping out at the end of the year and going into my career in puzzles. And I remember there being a longer delay than usual in a reply from my folks. You can imagine how this news went over. And my mom wrote a great letter saying, laying out all the reasons that was a bad idea. But also saying, we'll love you no matter what you decide. Well, I thought her reasons were good. So I continued with law school, went ahead and took all the courses, you know, all the requirements to get my degree. But, you know, after I decided that I was going to pursue a career in puzzles and not law, that freed me to do anything I wanted. You know, I must have been one of the few students at UVA never to take a course on trial advocacy, for example, because I knew I would never be being a lawyer in a court. So I just took the courses I wanted.
So what kind of courses did you take then?
Well, of course, they're the basics you have to take, but I took two courses on intellectual property, one on copyright protection and another on patent law. And the copyright protection, the study of copyright law was actually pretty valuable to me. That's come in handy a number of times.
Oh, sure.
I wrote a paper on copyright protection for puzzles and games, combining my two passions. I remember taking a course on socialist legal systems. You know, it's absolutely useless, but it was just a fascinating topic.
Well, it's near and dear to my heart because I'm an intellectual property attorney, so I was glad to hear that you took two classes in intellectual property. Did you like law school? Did you like the classes? I mean, what was your response to the classes themselves?
I guess I like the intellectual challenge of it. Charlottesville, Virginia, is a beautiful place, so it was a nice place to go to school. I like the intellectual challenge of law. I like tests of any sort. I mean, absolutely any sort. I love to be tested, and that's partly why I like puzzles so much. So that part of law school was enjoyable. My last year at UVA, the law school started a softball program, and I got involved with that, and my team won the law school championship. And so I have good memories about that, too. Softball program is still going strong. My team is known as the first team ever to win this championship.
interesting. I would have thought that you would have enjoyed, I mean, given that law is all about words and, you know, and the subtleties of meanings and how, I would think that with your, you know, affinity for words and language that, you know, that would have been another aspect that really, that you liked about law.
That's interesting. I'll tell you what, I think law school was great training for me, and including in for a career in puzzles, and in fact, anything involving business, in that law studies teach you to take a complex issue, divide it into, separate the threads, and deal with each issue one at a time. And if you're solving a puzzle, that's how you solve a problem. You identify what the problem is, you analyze it, break it down into parts, and deal with each one separately. So I think law school, it was great training for me.
Did you get good grades in law school?
I was pretty good, yeah. I got I think my GPA at UVA was even better than it was at Indiana University, where I got my undergraduate degree, and my major at Indiana was puzzles.
And I'm assuming you did well on the LSATs. I'm sure you did well on that.
I love the LSAT. They had an experimental part the year that I took it of wordplay, So I just ate that up. A number of years ago, the LSAT people invited me out to speak to their national convention, their annual convention in Palm Springs, California. And I told the lady who wrote me, you know, I really enjoyed the LSAT. I just enjoyed taking the test. She said that I must be the only person who ever thought that.
That's a great story. So since you knew you were not going to become a lawyer, and then you said before you went to law school you worked at the puzzle place, in between the summers did you keep working at puzzles, or did you ever intern at a law firm or work for a judge or anything like that?
I did only puzzles. So I worked at Penny Press the summer before law school, went to back to work there for the next summers, and when I graduated from UVA, I went to Penny Press and was there for seven months full-time before I went to Games Magazine. I'll tell you one other story. My third year at UVA, the guidance office noticed that I was the only student in my class who had never interviewed for a job.
Right.
So they called me in, and they were concerned for me. So the guidance counselor asked me if I had any plans for the next year, and I told her I did, that I had a job with Penny Press. And I could see her face brighten because I was going to help her statistics. You know, it's law schools want to know that their students have jobs when they graduate. And I saw her write down on the form, Penny, comma, Press, comma, waiting for the rest of the law firm's name.
That is a great story. But did you ever think, like, gosh, I went to law school, I did 3 years, it cost all this money, or cost your parents all this money? Like, didn't you want to at least try it a little bit, or at least, you know, I mean, weren't you even curious to work as a lawyer at all?
I can't say I was. First of all, I just love puzzles so much. Second, I find, I don't know, you tell me. There are exceptions, of course, but I find lawyers, in general, humorless people. And what I do is creative and fun. I laugh a lot at work, so this is more suited to my personality.
So given that, do you regret that you stayed and finished law school? I mean, it sounds like you didn't need it for your profession. You could have quit after the first semester or the second semester, as you wrote to your mother. I mean, do you regret that you even finished the law school?
No regrets at all. First, for the reason I mentioned before, because law school is great training for the mind. Second, because it taught me how the world works, basically, how the business world works, how the legal system works. And since I work freelance, have worked freelance all my life, and have signed my own contracts, written my own contracts, it gave me knowledge that I wouldn't have had otherwise. And third, I mentioned my undergraduate degree was in puzzles, specifically enigmatology, the study of puzzles. And I'm not sure people would take me seriously if my only college degree was in puzzles. Since I also have a law degree from a prestigious university, I think that gives me more credibility than if I didn't have that. So no regrets at all, actually.
Have you ever gone back to speak at UVA? Have they invited you to be a guest speaker or anything like that?
No, I haven't spoken at UVA. I've been back to Charlottesville a number of times, but never spoken to there. I don't know for sure, but I have a feeling I'm like a black sheep of UVA Law School. You know? Not only have I never practiced law, you know, I've gone to about as far from law as you could possibly get. But I will say this, if you go onto the Wikipedia page on University of Virginia, they do list me as an alumnus.
Well, you did graduate, although it sounds like you never took the bar exam, or did you take the bar exam?
Never took the bar exam, to my parents' distress. You don't just waltz into the bar exam and take it. You really need to study hard for 3 or 4 months, and by that time I was having fun at my puzzle job.
And when you were in law school, did all your friends know that you were never going to practice law, or did they think that was funny that you spent all your free time doing puzzles instead of studying, or what did they think?
Well, first of all, I studied pretty hard in law school. I was a good student.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I was known as a free spirit at law school. There was a weekly magazine, weekly newspaper called the UVA Law Weekly, I think, in which in the one Halloween they showed, there's a picture of me in the front page of the newspaper of me in a Halloween mask in class at law school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I was a free spirit, definitely.
That's fun. So even when you were in law school, did you work on puzzles in your free time? I assume you always worked on puzzles even during law school.
I worked on puzzles, yeah. I started a puzzle column for Science Digest magazine, a monthly column, which was while I was in law school. Also, I remember there was like a week before finals one year, there was a great new book came out called An Almanac of Words at Play by Willard Espy. And I just got completely hooked on that book when I should have been studying for my tests. I wrote the author, Willard Espy, how much I was enjoying his book instead of studying. And he congratulated me on that.
That's funny. If you had, do you have like one favorite class in law school that was your favorite class, if you had to pick one?
Uh-huh. Interesting. I guess it would have to be intellectual property. I mean, I'm interested in copyright law in particular, and I think I still know more about that than most people.
Well, Will, it's been thoroughly enjoyable talking to you and a real honor, and I very much appreciate you taking the time and hearing about your law school experience.
Great. Thanks a lot, Richard.
This is Richard Hsu and Will Shortz. Thanks.